1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat that same spiritual meat, and did all drink that same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now this is following on directly from chapter 9. The race, everyone runs the race, but one receives the prize. We have to run to obtain, right? And then he talks in verse 20, he says, I keep under my body and bring it in subjection, lest by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. You can come so far and still fail to obtain. You can come along quite a way. You can beat out 9 out of 10 racers, but that other guy who beats you causes you to fail. Because I'll tell you what, it does not take a whole lot of wickedness to fail to obtain eternal life. Eternal life is not something people are owed by God. He gives it to whom he wills. And the only way you can become worthy of that is because he gives it to you. Okay, but still, a lot of people come into the race. You know, a lot of people came out of Egypt with Moses. You know, that's what he's talking about here in chapter 10. Moreover means for. I mean, it connects it from that. Listen, don't be ignorant. All our fathers were under the cloud. Notice he calls them our fathers, even though this is to the Corinthians. I mean, we are true Jews who have the blood of Christ. If I thought Jews were listening, I probably wouldn't even say that, lest I would want to win them for Christ. I wouldn't know how else to address them. But look it. They are our fathers. We count ourselves Abraham's children. They were certainly our forebears. They were under the cloud. It was a cloud during the day that shielded them from the heat of the sun. You know, they all passed through this. Everyone went through the Red Sea. And before that, they all place the blood of the lamb over their doorposts. Paul didn't mention that, but I'm gonna mention it too. They all had the blood of the lamb on them. Paul, you can't say things like that. But he doesn't say that. Whatever. They all had the blood of the lamb over their doorposts. That's something else they all had. They're most likely, you know, I mean, I suppose some might have come over. Our firstborn was already dead. We didn't bother. Well, I don't know. Anyways, but they were all baptized to Moses. In the cloud and in the sea. They did all eat the same spiritual meat. You know, they all had, why does he say baptism? Because baptism is a Christian rite. We all got baptized, right? Well, some denominations don't believe in baptism. Whatever, they don't have a very... You know, the answer of a good conscience towards God is, I'm going to get baptized, because the word talks about baptism. You got to be baptized. You know, Jesus was baptized. If I want to be like Jesus, I need to be baptized, because he was. He says it behooves us to fulfill all righteousness. So it also behooves me to fulfill all righteousness too. If you have the opportunity to be baptized, you should be baptized. And if you have, and while you have breath, I mean, it's one thing if you're like, you think about the people say, what about the thief on the cross? He didn't have to be baptized. Well, he couldn't be baptized. He had a baptism of blood. He was baptized with the same baptism Jesus was baptized with, in the baptism of suffering. God can substitute things if he wants. Remember, these are all his rules. But I know, as for me, that for conscience sake, for the answer of a good conscience towards God, I'm baptized. Why? Because Christ was buried and rose again. And I'm showing the Lord's death. You know, I'm being, that's communion, but I was buried with him in baptism, that I might be raised with him in newness of life. They were all baptized too. By being under the cloud and in the sea, they were baptized. They went under the sea, you know. They ate the same spiritual meat. The food, the manna from heaven that came down, they call it the angel's food, you know. It would just appear in the morning. They'd walk out and there was this flaky stuff around. They collected it and they'd eat it. And they drank the same spiritual drink. They all drank of a rock that produced water. Moses struck the rock and water poured forth. And that rock was Christ. And he's called the rock. This is by analogy. This is all analogy here. You know, this is an allegory. But with many of them, God was not well pleased. Oh, that happened too. They were overthrown in the wilderness. What happened? Well, it says, verse 6, now these things were our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. Neither be ye idolaters, as were some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and to drink, and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day, 23,000. 23,000 in one day. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer, the destroying angel. Exodus 12:23. So there are many things that, you know, remember, Israel came, you know, a lot of times they make movies, they love the Exodus story. They came out of Egypt, blah, blah, blah. There's very few movies made about what happened in the wilderness. Oh, they'll get to the golden calf, but I mean, the golden calf was the tip of the iceberg. That's why the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. That's a direct reference to the golden calf. That's what it says. They rose up to play. Let's make sport. To dance and to make joyfulness with people and just have a good old rip-roaring time. The golden calf. Fornicating. Right? We can tempt Christ the same way they...